Welcome back. We're talking to the one and only Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there he is. Your screen went away. We're also recording live or video. We're going to put this up on your YouTube channel, so you can make sure that you subscribe, and you can be able to see this live and see what I look like. Video killed the radio star, so to speak. You'll see how raggedy I look like when I really do an interview. I at least have pants on, ladies and gentlemen. I can assure you that. I do have pants and underwear on, so don't worry. We're talking to Jordan. Obviously his expertise, his perspective for so many years is legendary. Jordan, when you look at the coronavirus, what is going on here, what does it mean to you? What are the symbols saying to you? How serious is this? What are we seeing right now?
We're seeing a very enormous trick that's being played on the human race. And the reason why is because the people who are doing it, they know. They don't suspect. They don't operate on something they think may happen. They know what's going on. They know that we are not knowledgeable. They know that we're ignorant, ill-informed, unread, and are giving ourselves over to football, baseball, tennis ball, ping pong ball, baseball, football. They know that we as Americans do not know from one day to the next what we're doing. They know that. They have put us in that position. They have dumbed us down so that we don't know what words mean. We don't know what concepts are. We don't know what the difference between a lawyer and an attorney, between what's legal and what's lawful. They know that we don't know. And so, therefore, it's very easy to control us because they realize we will do whatever they tell us to do because we're ignorant. We're ignorant, ill-informed, and unread.
You know, it's interesting watching. Can you put your screen back? So can you flip it? Oh, there we go. We're going to share screens with Jordan here. He's going to show us some pictures. I find it fascinating that people all over the world are now protesting, are now demonstrating. They're even in America having rifles strapped to their backs and walking around courthouses and Capitol buildings and saying, we're not doing it. Business owners are opening up and saying, we're opening. We don't care what you say. There seems to be a line in the sand, and this may be the line with government, like, you're not going to destroy our business. You're not going to destroy our life. I'm an American. I can walk around. I'm Australian. I can walk around. Wherever. I don't need your permission to live. Do you feel encouraged by that?
I think I feel encouraged that a certain amount of Americans are finally beginning to understand what government is all about. It's a corporation. And when you work for Ford Motor Company or any of the other big corporations, when you go to work, you must wear a badge that shows you are lawfully in charge of your department, and you can, and you're working for the corporation. Well, we have a badge that shows that we're a member of a corporation. It's called a Social Security. And so if you call any of the big corporations in New York that keeps track on securities and how much they're worth and how much they're valued at, and you call them and you say, I was cleaning my grandmother's garage or her attic, and I found an old corporation paper. It's a paper, an official corporate paper in my grandmother's attic. And I'm calling you to ask you if you can recognize this and tell me if it's worth, if it's of any value. And they will say, yes, give us the corporate number. Give us the official number on the corporation paper. You turn your internal revenue or your Social Security card around backwards. And on the bottom, you will see some numbers on the bottom. You read those numbers off to the corporate company in New York. They will put that in their computer, and they will come back and say, oh, yes, that's still still workable, and it belongs to, and they'll give you your name. And you say, well, how much is it worth? They'll say $6.9 million.
Whoa.
You mean I have 6.9 million on this number? That is correct. You own 6.9 million on the New York Stock Exchange. Why? Because your body was determined back in the 1870s to worth millions of dollars. By who? By the corporations in Europe that loaned us the money. Because it cost us so much money to break free from England, to pay our armies, to feed everybody, and to keep this country going while they were fighting England, that we had to borrow money. And there were people in Europe that wanted to loan you money. Why? Because they will own you. When they loan you enough money, they don't loan you. They own you. And so that's why today, your body, it was decided back in the early 1900s, it was decided that your body is going to be a security for the social body, the body social, which is called the United States of America. And that's called the body social. All of us are connected in our bodies to a corporation called the United States, but we were all connected to the United States of America. And so our bodies were a security for the corporation, for the company called the United States of America. And that's why when you retire, meaning you quit your job and you go home to rest, you retire from your life period, you get something called Social Security. Why? Because you were the security for the body social called the United States of America, the Republic. You were security as long as you stood up for your rights and earned a living and paid what you had to pay and do what you have to do to keep the corporation going, to keep the Republic going. You were security for what they called the body social. So when you retire, you get Social Security. Why? Because you are the security. That's why when you take that number on the back of a Social Security card and you look on your dollar bill, a 10, a 20, a 50, a 100, doesn't matter. If it's a dollar bill of any kind, look on the dollar bill, you will see on both sides serial numbers. Put the serial number next to the numbers on the bottom of the Social Security card, line them up, and you will see there's the same amount of letters and numbers on the bills that you have in your pocket and your Social Security number on the back of the Social Security. Why? Because that bill has value, because it represents your body, and you have about 9.6 or 6.9 million invested in the corporation's money. And so your body is securing that money.
That kind of puts a new spin on the $6 million man. Remember that, Steve Austin, the $6 million man?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what Hollywood was trying to tell you. And wow. You are worth, and if you go on my website to jordanmaxwellshow.com, remember to always add the word show. Because there are different websites out there with my name on it. People are making money off of me. But I only have one website, Jordan Maxwell Show. You go on that and you will see a little flyer that says Join Jordan Maxwell Research Website. If you join my research website, because I have to keep it private, if you join my research website, you go to important documents or interesting documents or interesting articles. I forget what we call that. I think it's important documents. And you go to the last page and you look up on my website, my research, Jordan Maxwell Research Society, you will see all the documents pertaining to the fact that your body is worth $6.9 million on the stock market. It gives you all the leaks to go to New York Stock Exchange, see how much your body is worth now, see how much you're worth. And that's why it always amazed me how many people back in 2008, when Obama got into office and brought the Soviet Communist Party to America officially with his inauguration, he brought the Soviet Communist bloc into America. He was a Soviet Communist agent. I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for 60 years. I'll prove it to you beyond the shadow of a doubt. Who was paying him, where he was being paid from, and what he was doing with his own documents. So once you understand how it works.
What do you make of Trump?
Obama. I tell you what I think. I don't know for sure. I know that the big powers of this world, the powers behind the throne, run the world. And I know that he must be obviously in good with them. And I think the reason why Trump is able to do what he does, because the real powers behind the world scene like him. And I think the reason why they like him and want him in is because he is a self-made billionaire. He knows how to run a corporation and big business. He understands the mechanism. And so that's why they have him in here, because if we got to have a corporation, we might as well have a good corporate mind in office to run the corporation. And if anybody knows how to run this country, Trump does. He's a corporate man. He understands how corporations work. And that's why I think he is the president of the corporation today.
What do you make of there seems to be an obvious conflict between, like, the Obama, Hillary Clinton crowd and Trump. There seems to be a difference. I mean, at least on the surface there is. I don't know underneath. Maybe there's not. I don't know. Is there kind of a backstage war going on between these two ideologies?
Oh, I am sure of it. And that's exactly what it is. It's a backstage fight to the death, because there are those people who are operating under the concept of a Soviet world communist system. And the Soviet Communist Party is operating today in America. But they don't use the words. They don't use the same terms, because they're smart enough to know, don't come out and present yourself to Americans as a communist agent paid for by the Soviet Communist Party. Don't do that. It's not going to work. Come out and tell the audience, tell the people you are a liberal. You are trying to be liberal and trying to be helpful to the whole world. And you want to help all the poor people all over the earth. So bring all the poor people that you can find on the earth, bring them all to America. And we will feed you, we'll give you free homes, we'll give you free, everything is free, you can do anything you want. And if you need a gun, we'll buy it for you and give it to you. If you need guns, if you need knives or drugs, whatever it is, we will take care of you. Bring all the poor people of the world in so we can take care of you. That's Marxist communism. Marxist-Leninist communism. And this is what Hillary Clinton and Obama both were. They were both Soviet communist agents. And I have all of the proof. I've been doing this stuff for 60 years. I understand the symbolism, the words, the terms. It's just an incredible story. And when you put this whole story together, you find out what's really actually going on. And I've been doing this kind of research for many, many years. And I am by myself, and one person by myself, understanding where we are, who we are, and where we're going. But I'm telling you, if there is a God, which I am totally committed to, that there is a divine presence in the universe that men have called God, I don't have any problem with God. I have a problem with man-made institutions that are telling everybody they represent God, when in point of fact, we know there's just too much of this misrepresentation going on. So if there is a God and a creator, and if that one is going to step into our affairs as humans and intervene in our human affairs, we're thinking, thank God that God will step in to protect us and do something for us. I think that's going to happen. But when that happens, remember, when God gets involved in cleaning up a situation, it's very, very difficult. It's a very terrible time, because when God gets involved, he cleans everything up, cleans it all up, all of your misunderstandings, all of your lies that you've told yourself, And that's why the Apostle Paul said the Christians of his day in the Bible, Paul said, am I to become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I mean, if I tell you the whole truth of God, am I going to be your enemy because I'm telling you something you didn't want to hear? Yes, God's going to clean this up, but when he does, he's going to clean you up, and he's going to clean your whole operation up, because you got to go back to day one to start all over again at the very beginning.
There's a lot of people who listen to you, they listen to you for a long time, they get the sense or they feel that, not an atheist, but they think that you're a heretic. I don't know. I've been called a heretic, so don't, you know, they think you're an atheist or whatever, but you know, I know you, that's not true at all. I think there's a big misconception about that, that you do believe, you mentioned that you feel like the divine or God's presence is a lot like Wi-Fi. Explain that concept, that, you know, God is sending out a signal kind of thing and what that means to you. Go ahead.
Because your brain is a computer. We know that. And it is connected to something spiritual. So people get vibes off of each other. They get a vibe. They say things like, I think there's something going on here. Why? Because you're so incredibly brilliant? No. The Spirit of God is moving in the heavens, and you can begin to see it. If you are awake, you can begin to see things happening. People are waking up. They're getting guns. They're getting, something is coming in this civilization. Something's happening. So if you are intellectually astute, you begin to notice something is happening to the human family. And that's why Wi-Fi affects all the computers in its area. All the brains of humans are a computer, and your body is a biological battery. Your body produces electricity. That's why when you go to court, why do you go to court? Because you play tennis on a court. How do you play tennis on a court? With a racket. The whole thing is a racket. You understand words mean something. And so therefore, if you get in trouble, when you walk into a courtroom, you will see a fence and a gate. And the people sit out here where the people sit. That's called the law of the land. That's where people live, is on the land. They don't live in water. But when you walk in, and you walk in, you put your hand on that gate and open it up, that's called a water gate. You have opened yourself up to maritime admiralty corporate law. Now you are in what is called hot water. And if you can't get bailed out, if your boat is taking on too much hot water and you can't get bailed out, they're going to put you into a cell because you're a biological battery. And that's what a battery is a cell. And so they're going to put you in a cell because you are a biological battery and the corporation owns you. And so when they put you into a cell, they can lawfully now, because they own your body, they own the battery, they can now sublease that energy out to corporations. And they have something, and there is something called, see, I wish I had all this stuff. I think what we'd like to do is I'd like to put together all the pictures in a row, so I can just go through it next time we do a show where I can show you where Soviet Union said, right from the Kremlin in the Soviet Union, here's what they said. Here's what Obama said, identical, word for word. Here is what Hillary Clinton, a Soviet communist agent in America, here's what she said directly off of the Soviet Kremlin documents. And then for the first time you say, oh my God, it looks like they're communists. No, they are communists. They are Soviet operations in America. They're operating under the Soviet communist doctrine in America. You better find out what all that means. I know what it means.
We got a couple minutes before the last break, and then we got one more segment with you. I thought I was had a very high opinion of the Declaration of Independence. As I got to talk to you, you have a very unique opinion of the Declaration of Independence, talking about it's a covenant with the divine and what it means. What does the Declaration of Independence mean to you?
Well, first of all, my mother used to tell me as a child, I didn't understand it, but she told me over and over and over, I remember, she used to say, don't ever forget you are from the Carroll family. That was my family. In the beginning of this country was the Carrolls. And my mother had two uncles that were federal judges. And I grew up around them. I grew up knowing my mother's uncles. And their last names were Carroll, Frank and John Carroll. And so I know she was right because she had uncles who were called Carroll. And I met them. And they were very powerful men. They were federal judges in my hometown. And so I understood her words that she is from a Carroll family. I don't know what that means. I don't even care as a child. But it was not until 1999 I happened by chance to come and find a book called Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy. Rulers of Evil. How the corporation was founded, who owns the corporation, and what is America. And in that book, it said one of the most important men in the 13 colonies was a man named John C. Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. That's what my mother had said, that she was from the Carroll family. And John Carroll was a Jesuit priest. He was a priest, but he was the wealthiest man in the 13 colonies. When everybody else was holding on to nickels and dimes, he was worth multiple millions. Extremely wealthy. And he was a very close friend to George Washington. And he said to George Washington, if you want to do a revolution, whatever political movement you want to make, I'll finance it. Tell me how much you need. I'll write you out a check. I'll finance it for you. And so John C. Carroll financed the American Revolution. That was my mother's ancestors.
There's the music. One more segment with the great Jordan Maxwell. JordanMaxwellShow.com is the website. You're listening to The Power Hour, ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now, will the global systemic collapse, will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Our one more segment with Jordan Maxwell. JordanMaxwellShow.com is his website. ThePowerMall.com is one of the websites where you can get fantastic products all conglomerated together. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Please support us. Buy from the good guys, will you? And who else is bringing this type of information? There's not many shows like this that you can be able to talk like this and say these things. I have been adamant about the Declaration of Independence. Some people said called me heretic. Some people called me whatever. I think we're seeing the importance of it now with the government and the way they're acting with China, Australia, these other things. If there is no recognition of natural law, if there's no recognition of divine, something divine within you, well, then these governments can just do anything. Then you're just basically a bee in a hive. If you have some recognition of your individuality, some divine within you, then there is protection, there is honor, there is respect, there is the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So then the opposite must be true. Where there is no liberty, there is no Spirit of God. There is one document, one, for thousands of years, that is preeminent in this world to proliferate the Spirit of God that's been written. One, and one only. And it is the Declaration of Independence. That's what I'll say. Can anybody argue with that? I don't know. Frank may have a different opinion, Jordan. Let's get a Frank in Ohio. Always good to talk to you. You're live on the air, Frank. What do you say to that? What I just said about the Declaration of Independence?
Well, the Declaration of Independence is self-explanatory. In the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, in order to form a more perfect form of government, okay, so they enabled God to work through their Constitution, okay, their Declaration of Independence, in the formation of a government, more godly government, okay? So in order to form a more perfect form of government, it's the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is self-explanatory, to reaching out to a more
better form.
Pardon?
Maybe to you. There's an awful lot of people that don't know the first thing about it. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, in order to form a more perfect form of government, God works through those men to help put together a government, but the most important thing to me in my life is my relationship with God, because God is my reward. He is my provider, my shelter, my protector, my righteousness, my strength, etc., etc. I pray to God. There is no man that I pray to. He is sovereign Lord God and Creator.
Are you, hold on one second, Frank. And I'm not one to argue. I've obviously opened up a hornet's nest because I keep saying this, but I'm going to continue to say it. People may disagree. I am not degrading the Bible or degrading people's religion by saying this. I am uplifting the Declaration of Independence. Are you saying that the Declaration of Independence is not as important as, say, you know, the book of whatever, I don't know, the book of Leviticus, the third chapter or whatever, or you can just pick any random part of the Bible, and the Declaration of Independence has done at least as much in proliferating the Spirit of God in this world. That's what I'm saying. That's what, at least as much. That's what I'm trying to say. At least now, not 2,000 years ago, now, the last 250 years, it has done at least as much. And I feel it is inspired by God. I feel it is a divine. I mean, let's get Jordan in on this. I think it's a covenant with this country, with the divine. Your thoughts, Jordan?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a stated covenant between humans and the Spirit of God that gives birth to the human family. And that's what is so important about it, is that so many people are ill-informed and unread because they haven't spent 60 years studying a subject. Most people I talk to have not spent 60 minutes looking at the subject, much less 60 years. And I realize that usually I'm talking just to hear myself talk. But now it appears that enough people have heard me now, and people are beginning to suspect there's something wrong, and I'm screaming in their face and saying, yes, there's something wrong. You don't understand what's going on. You haven't got the faintest idea in the world what the words and the symbols and the terms that are used in your country really mean. You haven't done your homework. And now you're ignorant and ill-informed, and you're now beginning to wake up and see something is wrong with government. Something is going to be coming very soon. I see in September and October, I think we're going to see a collapse and a catastrophe on a worldwide scale that mankind has never even dreamed possible. I think we're going to see something as Americans with our own eyes, and have to live through it. Starting in September, the last week in September, the first week in October, we're going to see something terrible on a world scale. And it's going to imply that God is at work. We better call out to the Divine One, to God, to help us, because it's going to be so incredibly bad what's going to happen to this country in September and October. And just remember, I said so. So that when you begin to see coming something, as the scripture says, when your military men begin to see what's coming on the inhabited earth, they're going to wet their knees, meaning the generals are going to be peeing on themselves when they see the implications of what's coming to the human race. Why? Because it's coming from God. God's had enough of our stupidity and ignorance and crawling on our knees. It's about time we stand up, wake up, and find out how our world is run. And you need to understand the words. When you use the word God, God is simply the word dog spelled backwards. You need to define your terms. What are you talking about when you say God? I know what I'm talking about. I can defend my understanding of God. Most people cannot defend nothing. They don't know what they're talking about. They use the word God. They have no idea where the word comes from. They don't understand what the words mean. They have no idea the symbols that were used. And boy, when you wake up and find out how much you don't know, it's going to really scare you for the first time in your life.
Frank, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Let me continue on with Jordan. We'll get you another time, Frank. I got to get Jordan on this. Specifically, the Declaration of Independence. I hear many Christians, and really that's where all this sprang. The Declaration of Independence sprang from a Christian theology. There's no question. Christian America produced the Declaration of Independence, yes, with the help of the divine. They'll say, well, what's America's problem? Well, we need to repent and return to God. Okay, what does that mean? It's been said so many times, it's like, you know, eat chicken or, you know, drink milk. I mean, what does it even mean? It like doesn't even mean anything.
That's exactly right.
The Declaration of Independence represents the concept of the scripture, the dominion of man placed there by God, and that it is supreme in law, and that natural law demands that this is honored. This is the law. There is one country in this world that honors that. One, and one only. And that's the United States of America by the Declaration of Independence. The 56 people who signed that was an instant death warrant that they dared to put their life on the line for that idea, for that principle. And then America came behind it with their blood, and they sanctified and redeemed this land. This is a miracle upon miracle. And this is where we stand. And so when you say, where is your legal authority? Where is your lawful authority? In the United States of America, it lies in the Declaration of Independence, which is an extension of biblical philosophy, of biblical dominion, of all this, of from God. When you say, when I say, I am standing with the Declaration of Independence, I am saying, I'm an American, and I'm standing with and for God. That's the way I look at it. Jordan, you see it similar or different?
The same thing, exactly. But I'm saying you need to define your terms when you say God, because it is not what you think it is. Genesis 1 and 1 and 2 does not say what you think it says. I have been talking about this for a long time. People do not understand what the Bible is, the words that are being used in the scriptures. When they use the word God, what does that mean? It doesn't mean what you think it does. It implies something totally different, and that's why it's an incredible story. If God is going to intervene in our affairs and save this country, it's going to mean he's going to clean off everything. They're going to clean up all of the lies and all of the deception. And that's why in the scriptures it says, go back to the old way. Scripture says, go back to the old way. And when Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the light, look up the word way, W-A-Y. What does it mean in the ancient Hebrew? What did it mean in the ancient Greek? W-A-Y. The old way, or that way, or God's way. W-A-Y meant something. And so you have lost your way. W-A-Y. What did it mean? You're not going to believe if I tell you what the word way means. You're not going to believe.
Go ahead, tell us. Go ahead, tell us.
The word way is taken from a Greek word for the zodiac. The zodiac was called by the ancient Romans the way. So when the sun comes up in the morning and he walks across the sky in 12 steps, he's on his way. On his way means he's walking through the zodiac, the 12 signs of the zodiac, and he meets Darth Vader. He's a Luke Skywalker in the movie Star Wars. They're saying the same thing. It's all based on ancient understanding of words and terms and mythology. The word way means zodiac. That's why when you talk about the kingdom of God, what kind of life forms do we humans put into a kingdom? We have birds and flocks. We have cattle and herds. We have fish in schools. We have all kinds of words for different life forms. We put them into a category. What do we call a kingdom? What kind of life form do we call a kingdom? A kingdom of animals, the animal kingdom. The word for an animal, going back into the ancient, almost prehistoric Greek, in the most ancient Greek, the word for an animal was zoo. Z-O-O, zoo, was a word for the animals. That's why today you find animals in a zoo. The word zoo being animals in the ancient Greek gives us zoology, which is a study of the development of animals on the earth, zoology. And zoo gives us the word zodiac. Zodiac comes from Z-O-O, zoo, zodiac. The zodiac is the 12 signs of the symbols of animals in the heavens. That's what the kingdom of God is in the heavens, the animal kingdom. And the sun starts off with in the first symbol and goes to the second symbol, the third, and we talk about, Christians talk about the signs in the heavens. Yeah, the zodiac signs. You think you understand God, and point of fact, you do not understand God. You have been railroaded. You've been led away from the truth. And you're going to have to find out the real truth. And the real truth, you're not going to want to hear. Believe me. Yeah.
What you're saying is, you know, for many people, it's shocking or what have you. And let me go off that just a little bit. You said something earlier that, you feel like God through Wi-Fi, basically God's spirit is going to come across the universe and it's going to awaken in people and God's going to clean up this mess. The hand of God is, I think many people are very interested in what you said there. Explain that process. Why do you say that? Is it going to start in America? All these things. Address those things, please.
Well, I think that America has some kind of a covenant relationship with the divine presence in the universe we call God. If that be true, that we have completely left God. We have completely left the respect for the divine presence in the universe that we call God. And if that be the case, which I think it is, then we are going to be dealt with on a level that we have no idea in the world. Because when you're messing with God, you're messing with the whole life of the universe.
So it's actually worse. Because America is chosen, it's the apple of God's eye, so to speak, the covenant here, the blessings here. I mean, we've been incredibly singled out and incredibly blessed. Because we have turned away from God after so much blessings, it's actually going to be worse here than other places. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes. The Divine One is going to deal with us in a very harsh way. It's going to bring you to your knees, and you're going to have to see what it wants you to see, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to see it, and you're going to be forced to see it, that you have left your God. You have turned your back on the universe. You have decided for yourself what you think is the truth. Well, God doesn't care what you think is the truth. You have a covenant. You signed a paper and signed a covenant with God. And now you're turning your back on the whole divine presence in the universe.
You said a word that's very interesting, especially there's a push in universities for a post-truth world. It's post-truth. And this country, again, I'm getting back to this document. I mean, I don't even like to have people tell me to contradict. I'm not trying to sound egotistical. What am I trying to say? I don't think people understand the Declaration of Independence and what it is, the power, the magnitude, the majesty of this document. It is a post-truth world, so to speak, because they want to change truth so they can manipulate society. What does the Declaration of Independence say? We hold these truths. We have latched on to truths. And this truth is what is the basis of our government, our society, and it is absolute. What is the truth? We hold these truths to be self-evident. There's no point in arguing about it, that we're endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights. We're created equal. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and government's only purpose is to protect these rights. That statement, you tell me of another 80, 90% of the Bible is not more important than that statement and the power and the majesty and the political power of that statement. It's stunning.
Totally agree with you. Absolutely. But what, since we are the one country that has distinguished ourselves as standing for the truth in America, what is the one country that says to hell with your God and your truth? The Soviet Union. The Communist Party said there ain't no God. We are God. You crawl on your knees to the state. And the state will decide what you will do, what you will eat, and where you will go. And so we have a war now brewing in our country and in the world between the world communist movement, which has now taken over America. We just love being under communist domination. We just can't wait for Obama to bring us a new world order based on Soviet communism. Marxist, Leninist, Soviet communism, period. That's what he was. That's what he is. He was financed, organized, directed by Soviet communism. Most people have never seen the documents. They don't know what the words mean. That's why I'm saying you and I need to do another show where we can show it on video, and I will prepare all the documents. And this way I can just share my screen with you, and your whole world listening to you can see exactly what the document says, what Obama said, what the Soviet Communist doctrine said, and what Hillary Clinton said, word for word from the Soviet Union, period. And I am so incredibly tired of trying after 60 years to get my fellow man to wake up and realize you don't understand God. You don't understand the Bible. You don't understand the scriptures. You think you do. But like Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist said, you probably know enough to believe that you're right. But the problem is, do you really know enough to know you're wrong? And that's what I am saying. You think you're right because you've been told something all your life. And you've grown up believing it. And now at the final last moments when God is getting ready to intervene in mankind's affairs, now you're going to find out how much you didn't know. And you're going to be dealt with by the divine presence in the universe. So don't complain about God, because what's coming in America, we've been asking for a long time. We bought into the communist system. We bought into the sex, the drugs, the rock and roll, the wars, the violence, the all the dirtiness and the filthiness of the human race. We bought into it all.
Abortions, starving people, homeless.
That's it. And there's coming a day when the divine presence we call God, when that presence begins to move on the earth, it's going to be a terrible awakening for the human family. And we might have to find out that God is no longer with America. You've turned your back on that one. Maybe that one's turned its back on you. And now we're going to see what's going to happen to Americans.
What do we need to do in the next, few months, years, what have you? What do we need to do to prepare or to repent or to whatever word you want to say? What is most important right now?
I would think the most important is to educate your mind. And your mind is like a parachute. It don't work if it's not open. You need to understand that you don't know what's going on. You're ignorant. You've been lied to. You have been born and raised into a system, basically like you have come into a 3-hour major movie in the last 10 seconds. And from the last 10 seconds of the movie, you're supposed to understand the last 3 hours. You don't know what's going on. You think you know what God is. God is nothing compared to what you think it is. It is a word that has been used and is understood by theologian, it's understood by people who study these words and terms. And when you finally see what God actually is in the Bible and actually understand what the ancient words meant, it's going to be a whole new kind of understanding that you're going to have to get used to. You're going to have to learn. So I would say the one thing you're going to need to do is wake up and find out how much you have been lied to and deceived.
What do you make of, you know, this may seem like a big transition, but we only have a couple minutes, and I really wanted to ask you, what do you make of these police dragging people out of oceans, pulling people out for demonstrating, and, you know, this idea of back the blue? I am not backing the blue anymore because they don't back our rights. They don't back law. They don't back their oath, especially in the United States. What do you make of the heavy-handedness? Does this show desperation to you?
This shows me that the cops are just as human as the rest of us. They bought into a Soviet system of thinking that only those who are smart enough, clever enough, and intellectually acutely aware of the symbolism and the words that were used in the Soviet Union and understand how government works. You don't understand how your government works. You don't understand what the words mean. You don't understand the difference between a lawyer and an attorney, between legal and between lawful. Lawful and legal don't mean the same thing. God and divine is two different words. You need to realize how much you don't know and be ready to accept it. The mere fact that you have lived a certain way all your life and you're sure you understand.
There's the music, Jordan Maxwell. Well, we've probably offended half the audience. I hope I hope people, and that's not my intention at all. And I hope that we, you know, people like you, believe me, I'm a Bible-believing person, but I can see something stunning is happening in this country and will happen in this country. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jordan. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And let's unite on these things that unite us. On the 80% that we agree on, let's go forward and with power take back our country. Thank you, Jordan.
Totally agree. Absolutely. Let's do it again for sure.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.